Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We're also coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's go to our very own Jeff Hathorn. He has spent a few hours there on the south side already today at the Steelers practice facility. Jeff, thanks for joining me here. What's the most interesting thing you've heard today? It's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because there's so many different things. I'll say this, because I think a lot of people made a lot of what Tomlin said yesterday about, wait a minute. I didn't say that he had the skill set, best skill set, and today Arthur Smith was like, no, we really like his skill set. Like, he's going to fit in well here. Talking about Mike Williams, obviously. So that might be the thing where people were thinking, well, are they going to use this guy? Arthur pretty much said, yeah, they're going to use this guy.
Red zone especially, do you think, Jeff? Or how would you imagine that plays out?
I mean, ultimately, he's a downfield threat. He averaged 15 and a half a catch in his career. So I think more that, at least at the beginning, they could run some simple routes for him. One of the hidden things that helps is that the Jets receivers coach last year is Zach Azani, who's the Steelers coach this year. So Williams said a lot of the formations and that are the same that what the Jets were running. So it's made it pretty easy for him to pick up quickly. And obviously he's been around the game, and I mean, plays change a little bit, but it's more about terminology. Once you get that down, and between him and a 35-year-old quarterback, you like to think that scale is going to move pretty quickly.
All right, Jeff. Looking ahead to this game, Arthur Smith seemed to confirm that Zach Frazier's ready to go, yes?
Yeah, and Zach said it yesterday. Like, a lot of times these guys have hesitation, but he didn't have any.
That's good. I mean, that just, that to good. Me, that's a transformative thing. Any other, for the offense, any other injuries, guys in or out, that would be newsworthy?
Joe, I feel good about Patterson returning to that backfield. I mean, just to have that, and you saw what he did in that one series at Indy, the one he got hurt in. Like, he could come in and be a spark for you offensively, even if he only, you know, has a handful, 10 carries. And to be able to mix that up and keep Najee as fresh as possible, I think that's a luxury. And there's a potential for Nick Herbig to return this week as well. So now, not only do you have basically your full complement, now you're adding Preston Smith to that mix. And all of a sudden, a group that was throwing out practice squad guys a couple of weeks ago is now really deep.
Jeff, when you watch or look at Washington, obviously the Steelers are going to have something special in store for Jaden Daniels. What's been the talk among their defenders about him?
I think they're pretty amazed. I mean, that a guy, now he's been around the game. It was LSU as a second stop, but how poised he is, how he doesn't make mistakes. They've had 3 turnovers all year, and they're running more hurry up than any other team. And yet, he's not making mistakes. which is a compliment to Kingsbury and Dan Quinn and, you know, keeping it at a level that he's very comfortable with, but also trusting him to put him in those positions. And he's rewarded their trust. You know, how do you get him out of system? How do you throw him something that he hasn't seen? And most importantly with them is getting them out of those third and fourth and shorts, because they haven't missed a fourth down this year, and they're really good in third down. And big reason for that is they're getting good yardage on first and second. How could they make these third downs a little bit harder for Washington? It wasn't long ago Washington was a laughingstock, and they've turned them into this is a legit playoff, maybe deep playoff run team. A lot of it's the quarterback, but also some of the coaching. They've got a nice backfield, and they've got a good linebacker crew on the other side.
Another thing I've been meaning to ask you about, Jeff, I've talked about it with a lot of people, including Chris Hoke today. Jerry Dulac had in his chat yesterday that he actually has long expected Najee and the Steelers to extend their relationship beyond this season. Do you get the vibe that that could happen? Does Najee want that to happen?
He is not one to share that kind of information very much with us. I think he was hurt. He's on a mission right now to prove. I mean, there's something different about him. And it's been acknowledged by, you know, his position coach that this guy, he wants to show what he can do. And he's proving it. I don't think the door is shut on him re-signing with the Steelers, but we're only halfway through. So I think there's still more of this season. We'll see. There hasn't been a ton of talk about it, just because over these last three games, it's been more about, all right, what's been the key? Not, all right, are you looking to parlay this into something more? And then when Najee gets those type of questions, he's normally not very expansive.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's interesting because as I asked you that question, a story popped up here on ESPN. Chuba Hubbard with Carolina just signed a four-year extension, Jeff, worth $33 million, maximum $37 million, with $15 fully guaranteed million dollars. Now, he's having a really good year. He's averaging 5 yards a carry. I think he's eighth or something in the league in rushing, 10th, I think, in rushing, and has six touchdowns. That's worth a little more than $8 million a year. I know he's only 25, and Najee sort of low-key is about to turn 27 in March. But, man, that sounds like if I'm Najee, I'm going for $8, $9, $10 million a year. You think he can get that?
Well, maybe. I mean, there is salary cap room with the Steelers next year. Obviously, they have to figure out their quarterback situation and a few other holes. But there's room for that. There's still a lot of guys on rookie contracts that are going to be key contributors. My thing with Najee and contracts are this. You remember, not this training camp, but the one before, how he was very united with the Saquon Barkley, running backs are underpaid, this is, you know, a load of garbage, they should be paid more. So now that he's going to be up for it, Is he going to be one of those guys that's going to hang on, or demand something that's going to be out of the Steelers' price range?
Jeff, I appreciate the time. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Joe.
See you, buddy. Jeff Hathorn on Najee. Yeah, I was taking a little bit of a deep dive on that today because I was writing a story for the Post-Gazette, and a couple things I was surprised with. Not that Najee is among the league leaders in 20-plus yard runs this year. I think he's fourth. Now I can't remember. But that he was up there last year in those types of runs. He had 8 runs of 20 or more. McCaffrey, as an example, only had 9. Now, the difference is between Najee and the very best runners in the league, of which there are about 3, is the home run hitting. He's not that guy. He's just not going to go 50, 60, 70, 80 yards like Derrick Henry or Barkley or McCaffrey. Maybe Gibbs is getting into that category. I don't know. But after that, I put Najee in the next batch of running backs after that, especially the way he's running this year. What does that mean if a guy like Chuba Hubbard, he's good? I actually made a mistake there. I think he's top 5 in rushing in the NFL right now. If he can get more than 8 with $15 million guaranteed, that's kind of a baseline for Najee, right?
That Chuba Hubbard deal surprised me. And I don't know if that's Carolina just getting desperate to try to keep as many players as they can and offer Chuba Hubbard maybe worth more than he's actually valued.
Well,
but
the one thing, Limit, sorry to interrupt, is that I didn't see how many years of that they're committed to. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Can they get out of it after a year or two? But go ahead.
And I think, I mean, Najee's obviously looking at that deal and his eyebrows are probably perked up and he's probably sending it to his agent, saying this is the type of deal that I could probably command, and that's probably what he will be because he's a top 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 running back right in that range in football, I'd
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I would
so
agree
right
now.
Right there.
Yeah. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High is 65 today with cloudy skies. Let's put it this way. This is a one-shot deal for Najee. This is going to be his contract. And because he's a running back, it's not going to be this, you know, crazy tens of millions of dollars that he's going to get. He might not even get that many years because, again, I was surprised. I had forgotten that this dude's about to turn 27 in 3 or 4 months. Next year's his age 27 season. And every number you can find on the history of running backs tells you that their statistical peak is from ages 22 to 28. You very likely have gotten the best years, including this one, from Najee Harris that he's ever going to have. Some are late bloomers. He may have another 2, 3 good years left in him. But simple mathematics and history and the fact that it's a position of high attrition tells you that a 2 or 3 year deal is probably as far as you want to go with him. Now, all it takes is one team. We'll see how it plays out. Limits, you're a wonderful man. Tomorrow's a Donnie Football Friday. See you, buddy.
See ya.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.